Women who serve as law enforcement officers use less force, are perceived as being more honest and compassionate in their communities, and their interactions result in better outcomes for crime victims compared to their male counterparts. This according to research from the Policing Project at the NYU School of Law and the National Association of Women Law Enforcement Executives. And that research is motivating the 30 by 30 initiative, with more than 35 law enforcement agencies across the country pledging to hire more women and improve the experiences of women in their ranks. Last week, Vermont State Police announced they would be signing the 30 by 30 pledge. And here to tell us about it is Captain Julie Scribner, the co-director of Fair and Impartial Policing and Community Affairs for the Vermont State Police. Captain Scribner, thanks so much for being with us today.
Happy to be here, Mitch. Thank you.
How does the work that you do as co-director of Fair and Impartial Policing and Community Affairs figure into these goals of the 30-30 program?
The Vermont State Police is committed to fair and impartial policing, and it isn't just about traffic stops and traffic stop data. I think that really is what most people think of when they think about fair and impartial policing. What it is building relationships of trust with communities of color, other communities, and diversifying our workforce. We need to improve our cultural awareness, and as the state becomes more diverse, we need to become more diverse in our department.
What is the current state of women as troopers or in Vermont State Police leadership? You don't have to get into too much in the weeds of numbers, but give us a general idea.
Vermont State Police right now, our current numbers are about 13% women. That's about double of what it is for women in state police agencies across the country. Nationally, it's about 12% women in all agencies. And nationally, 3% of women are leadership positions. Vermont State Police, from lieutenant on up, it's 15% of the department is in a leadership position.
How do you feel about those numbers?
I think that comparatively, those numbers are great, but we really could do a lot better. You know, when we talk about 13% of the department is women and we're so much higher than other state police agencies, that's still nowhere near what we should be. The 30 by 30 initiative has a goal of 30% women in recruit classes by 2030. You know, in order to be truly representative of the communities we serve, we should be about 50%. I think we're a ways from that, but the 30 by 30 is a great initiative to start getting us on track.
One of the things I found curious about the VSP signing on to this pledge is they say there will be low and no cost actions to increase women in the ranks. What specifically are those low and no cost actions the VSP can take?
Initially, in the first 6 months of the pledge, what they're looking for is some baseline data collection regarding rank and certain assignments, some immediate action items. And again, these are low and no cost. And some of these we have already had in place. So to formally make hiring, retaining, and promoting qualified women a strategic priority for the department, affirm zero tolerance for discriminatory practices or harassment. One of the other things that we're really proud of is one of the recommendations is ensure that there's a designated space for nursing moms who've returned to work after giving birth. Some of our newer barracks have setups that would accommodate that, but a number of our older barracks are not able to accommodate that at all. So we purchased a portable nursing pod that can be brought to different barracks, a private and sanitary space. And then a couple of the other initiatives within the first 6 months is to ensure that equipment for female officers is appropriate and fit to, you know, our proportions. Most of that we have in place, but, you know, it's really a struggle for getting boots to fit women's feet when, you know, the best boots out there are fit for a man. So it's a little hard to believe sometimes that in 2021 we have challenges still with getting things to fit.
As a woman who has experience in law enforcement, I wonder if there are things that you recognize that would keep women from entering this profession or drive women from the profession, even if it's anecdotal, things that you would like to see improve.
You know, I think one of the challenges is when applicants are looking at websites or social media, if they want to apply for a job in law enforcement, and then if so, where. If they don't see people that look like them, they're going to move on and look for a department that has people that look like them. Currently, right now, in the Vermont State Police, the department is 84% white males. And again, we're a lot better than a lot of other agencies, but we have a ways to go. In conjunction with the launch of the 30 by 30 initiative, you're going to start seeing a fresh look on social media of your Vermont State Troopers. We're going to be showcasing our members and what they do when they aren't at work. We coach soccer. We're scout leaders. We ski and snowboard. We barrel race horses. We're moms and dads, and we're even grandmothers and grandfathers. And we want to share that and to show applicants and to show Vermonters who your Vermont State Police really are, and that we look like all your neighbors.
And very briefly, Captain Scribner, Burlington Police Department is also joining this 30 by 30 pledge. I'm wondering if you're hoping that with Burlington PD, with VSP being on board here, that this will spread out across Vermont to other law enforcement agencies.
I absolutely am hopeful that all agencies in Vermont will sign on to this initiative. There really is no reason why an agency wouldn't sign on for this project. I mean, to increase the representation, you know, of women in the department, it's a framework for agencies that want to improve the representation of women. And it isn't just women. This framework is going to also help improve diversity across the board.
Captain Julie Scribner is the co-director of Fair and Impartial Policing and Community Affairs for the Vermont State Police. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Mitch.